They sent me an article here. I don't know if you saw this, about what people say when they take photos around the world. Now, if I said we're going to take a picture, all right, big group photo, everybody say...
cheese.
Right. Now, I don't know where that comes from. I probably should look that up. I'm curious why we started to say cheese. I think it's because you say cheese and it makes you smile.
Your mouth opens.
I think that's what it is.
Cheese.
And sometimes you'll go someplace and people will say, look, everybody say radio.
Yeah.
I hate when
something
that happens,
something cheesy.
By the way. Yeah.
Something cheesy.
Everybody say booze. Booze cruise.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in that picture. I'm hiding in that picture.
Once I pose for a picture, I'm there. Like, I'm not saying anything. It takes me a minute. I got to suck in all my stuff and I don't breathe. Like, if you've ever taken a photo with me, you'll notice I don't move because I'm sucking in and I don't breathe at all. So if someone's taking forever to take the photo, it's horrible because I'm just like...
You kind of cock your head a little bit. You've got a certain...
Yeah.
I noticed there's something a lot of people do is they'll put their palm on their leg as a way to appear slimmer in a photo.
Mm-hmm.
These are all little tricks that I never knew. To take a photo from above, I never knew any of this until you started telling me these.
You put one foot forward and you put all your weight on the back of your foot so you appear longer that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all kinds of tricks. So like when someone says, say cheese to me, I'm not saying anything. I don't say a word.
What if you're the only person taking a picture?
It doesn't matter.
You just say nothing, no reply?
I'm just going to stand there. I say nothing.
That's really funny. Everything, like, look at the camera. And I in my head, I'm like, look at the camera. And then I don't. I look off somewhere else. So the majority of photos of myself I have, especially if it's a group photo, I'm looking somewhere else.
We need to get you a rubber ducky in front of the camera. So you
like
know
Sears Photo Center. That's right.
Yeah.
I also do this thing where I kind of hunch over like I'm in the middle of laughing. And that never looks good.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm making myself slimmer, but it never looks good.
I don't know why you started doing that a couple years ago. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because you're so tall and you're trying to get lower.
No,
to
I saw other
else.
People do it and I thought they look cool in the picture or I did like the point and it feels cool while you're doing it, or at least it does to me. Does not look cool. Does not photograph well.
I don't know. I don't like
whatsoever.
It.
Whatsoever. But anyway, this article is about things people say around the world instead of say cheese. I guess that's an American thing.
Okay.
For example, in Hungary, they say, here flies the birdie.
Really?
Obviously, in their Hungarian.
Right,
but
right.
In Colombia, they say whiskey.
I like that.
I don't hate
that. That'll make me smile.
France says uitisti.
Uitisti? I guess it makes your mouth move when you say it.
Might be uistiti. Uistiti. The smallest monkey in the world.
Okay.
So I guess ooey does make you smile.
I can see your face. Every time you're saying these, I see what the words are doing to your mouth.
Spain is a potato.
Potato?
Yep. Brazil, look at the little bird. That's the second bird one. China, they say eggplant.
Whatever the translation is. They don't just say eggplant, right?
I don't know. This is what they say. I think it's a translation, I would think.
Interesting.
Denmark say orange. Netherlands, another one with the bird. Sweden says say omelet.
Okay.
Germany's my favorite. They say wurst.
Like bratwurst?
As in bratwurst, yeah. No wonder there's such miserable people there.
That's funny.
Why don't you guys try cheese or try whiskey for the love of God? That'd be a lot... Put a little smile on there.
I'll do whiskey.
Mm. Some tomorrow night, that's for sure. They'll be doing the whiskey with Marianne.
Make me smile.
No, she'll be doing Coors Light.
No, I'm talking about my wife.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's not really a beer drinker.
So I love beer. I just don't drink it because then I feel all yucky after.
You feel a little bloated afterwards.
Yeah.
Joe, you hate taking pictures too. You're somebody, I always say, well, we should get a picture for the Facebook for the radio station. You're like, all right, we'll take a picture. You're not a big picture guy.
No, that's not true. I'm not a big driving 4 hours to down there to get a picture taken and then 4 hours back. That's what I'm not a big guy of.
4 hours where? What?
I'm exaggerating slightly.
You mean that when you don't show up to staff meetings that I try and put on? Is that what you're talking about?
What staff? You've never asked me to go to a staff meeting.
That is not true. We had one last fall, and you did come to the Christmas party, I guess, so I can't say anything about that, but...
Well, that's because there was alcohol and food.
Well, there was alcohol and food at the staff party. It's just the big boss Bob didn't know about it. We did that after he left.
Yes. That's a good time.
And then we scrubbed the place down like a crime scene.
True story.
I had Kane on his hands and knees cleaning the room up.
Bob, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Everything's fine.
It's fine.
You should have seen us trying to open a wine bottle without a wine opener.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then somehow disposing of the cans and the bottles in the trash. I'm like, what if they checked the trash? We better let's go to the retirement home next door and throw it away in their trash.
It's like when your parents are on vacation in high school and you have a party.
Yep.
You got to go through everything, make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Good meeting. Thanks, everybody. All right, bring in a keg. Now the party begins.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm going home. Oh, there's a...
I'll have you know, I was here till 11 o'clock that night. 11 o'clock. Imagine that.
It was a late night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a party animal that night, baby.
Wow. That's like 3 a.m. to the rest of us.
Yeah. So we'll see. See how I do at Joe's house tomorrow night for the blast off meeting.
Well, I think that's going to be totally driven by the girls, to be honest with you. I don't think, I really think is going to end up happening? Mm-hmm. I think the meeting's going to be over, everyone's going to leave, and you and I are going to end up over at Crohn's to go collect the ladies.
Yeah. Well, I'll have a little nightcap over there.
That's what I bet is going to happen. That's what I bet is going to happen, but we'll see. Anyway, who knows? It might be all over by 7. Who knows?
Just to confirm, Kermit is coming.
He is?
I don't know. Is he? Is he or not?
I don't know. I haven't heard. He doesn't talk to me. I don't know.
All right. I don't want him at the bar with the women is what I'm talking about.
Why is that?
Because not that he would try anything, but he'll be a little touchy and a little flirty, and I don't need that with your wife and my wife there. I don't need that.
Well, he doesn't bother me at all.
Well, he bothers me, so let's not.
He's totally harmless.
I know he is, but it still makes me feel like
he talks a big game, but he's totally harmless.
I need a bath afterwards, so. A little head and shoulders after I spend a few minutes with him. So these are the people I choose to surround myself with.
Get de-louse after you hang out with Kermit.
That's exactly right. You don't want to be all loused up.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what's going to happen is the phone is going to ring about 10:02 this morning, and it'll be Big Boss Bob, and I'll pick it up, and I'll say, hey, good morning, Bob. And he'll go like this, Maker's Mark? And I'll say, huh? So, is that what you guys were drinking after I left the party? I was like, I was listening to the show this morning. Don't think I didn't hear it.
No.
I want to say a big thank you. I think we're going to make this a regular thing. I don't know if you heard it a few minutes ago. Our friend Kevin O'Neill, who is a very talented, funny guy, been a radio guy, a friend of ours for a long,
very
long time.
Guy.
He comes up with these little parody songs. And he did one for us this morning. We thought we'd try it out. I liked it a lot. Did you like it?
It was fun.
He was making fun of the whole situation with Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon, the two cable news guys getting fired.
Yeah.
Like it was Bonnie and Clyde. So maybe we'll do another one of those. I think Kevin was a nice addition to the program. So thank you for that, sir. I want to give, he'll be all excited, tickled, we gave him a little shout out. Also, I'm trying to distract attention from the booze situation here in the building. So
I see what you're doing there.
We got that going. Good morning, America, and all ships at sea. Welcome to Hump Day Wednesday, April the 26th, 2023. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Crew is here, ready to go. This is 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM, South Jersey, on your Boss app, anywhere, 107.1theboss.com. Thank you for waking up with us. We know you have many choices. We certainly appreciate you choosing us, and we got a busy radio broadcast ready to go. Joe, I'm really excited. Really excited about this celebrity hotline today. Yes. Really, this is show business royalty. Vicki Lawrence will be here.
Wow. Awesome.
Tonight is the big NBC tribute to Carol Burnett. It's her 90th birthday today, and so she's going to be on talking a little behind-the-scenes comedy. Man, they were so great with, remember, Harvey Korman and Tim Conway.
Hilarious.
Love those guys. So she'll be on there. So I'll get to the rest of what's coming up today in a couple of minutes, but I'm a little bit concerned because...
we got a problem.
Right. And so what is the problem?
We got a problem.
What's the problem?
Of course, we're having this production meeting for the blast-off
tomorrow
at my
night.
House on Thursday evening, and a whole bunch of the guys are coming. And then yesterday, Rochelle said, well, can I come? I said, absolutely, sure, no problem. So then my wife found out, and she said, well, she doesn't have to be involved in the meeting, does she? I said, no. I said, good, we'll go over to Crohn's, which is, for those of you who don't know, which is probably most of you, it's just a local tavern around the corner, but it's a really cool place. It's really, really neat. Uh-huh. And so apparently Marianne is all fired up now about bringing Rochelle while the meeting is going on over to the bar around the corner.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm excited.
Well, I'm sure you are, but we have a 40-minute drive to Joe's house, and so we got to get you home, and then we got to get you back here.
40 minutes back.
Right.
Yeah.
Getting here is not the problem.
Right.
Well, this is an early meeting, so we should be okay.
And I was thinking I'd have some hang time with my buddy Joe, so maybe we'll go a little bit early and before everybody else gets there. So 5 o'clock.
That's not a bad idea.
How tanked are you going to be at 5 o'clock?
Oh.
Well, I don't know. It's me and Marianne. So.
Yeah, I know. It's not good.
It could be a good time. It could be a really good time.
That was actually, Robbie, I'm actually surprised at you. That was really a dumb question.
Yeah. It really was. You shouldn't be surprised. I'm full of them.
Yeah.
I'm full of dumb questions.
That's dumb question. Well, I
hope you got a comfortable couch because I got a feeling I might have to leave her there with you, broadcast from the traffic center. I'll be in here all by myself.
The traffic center. Yeah. Sure. You go back to her old roots, do traffic.
Be perfect. Love it.
Okay.
I'm excited for this meeting. I think this might be like the best work meeting we've ever had.
Well, you're not.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
You're not even going to be in the meeting.
Exactly.
I see.
That's why it's going to be great.
It's
going to
be great.
Well, listen, if you two are a little out of control, I'll just leave. I really will. I'll leave you there.
I know you will.
You'll be fine.
You will absolutely leave me there.
You could sleep with Joe's puppy dog. It'll be great.
Fine. Yeah.
I got four bedrooms here.
I'm good.
What are you? What are we eating? Should we bring a potluck or anything?
No, I'm bringing pizza. I'm going to make a dump cake and pizza.
What's a dump cake?
Yeah, what is
dump cake? It's a southern thing. You get blueberries, you get yellow cake mix, you get butter, and what else goes in? Something else goes in it. And you just literally dump it in the cake thing, and you put it in the oven for like an hour, and it comes out a cake.
Oh.
But you don't mix anything. You just put it all
in.
You
just put it in the pan?
Yep. There's something else. I forget. It's yellow cake mixed blueberries. I don't know. I forget the other one.
Butter.
Yeah, well, this is butter. There's always butter.
Yeah.
Isn't that what Emeril Lagasse used to say? Butter rules. Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, who's that Southern chef who used to, that lady used to be on the Southern Chef? What's her name? That's what she sounds like she would make. I can't remember her name. But
Julia Child always used to say, never have enough butter.
Right.
Please never do your Julia Child impression.
No, yeah. I'm Julia Child.
Oh, my God. What the heck
is that? No, that was it. You do cake mix, unsalted butter, blueberry pie filling, and then fresh blueberries. And you don't mix anything. You just literally dump the canned blueberries. I'm reading it right out of the recipe. Dump the canned blueberries or pie filling into a 9x13 pan. Add the yellow cake mix on top. Add the pats of butter on top of the cake mix, followed by the fresh blueberries. Bake for 45 minutes until the crumbly top starts to look golden brown.
Mm.
That's it.
Paula Deen. No. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, Paula
yes.
Deen.
Paula Deen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She puts like a pound of butter in everything she makes.
Everything. Well, that's what makes it taste good.
Yeah.
Is there a possibility, because I am trying to watch it, that we could get one of the peaches with cauliflower crust so I don't have to feel as guilty?
Absolutely not. It's going to be pepperoni. It's going to be pizza. It's not going to be this other crap.
No, wait a minute. You're the one that...
There's going to be pepperoni. One's going to have pepperoni on it.
Yep.
One's going to have meatball on it. And the other one's going to have sausage on it. And it's not Lent, so there'll be no vegetables.
I wasn't even going to say anything about the Hawaiian pizza, but I'm just saying, but you're always telling me I need to be more healthy. What would be wrong with the cauliflower crust so I'm not getting the carbs?
Because I'm going to have cauliflower pizza in my freezer for a month after
What
that.
If I take it home with me? I'll pay you for the cauliflower pizza.
I'm not getting you cauliflower pizza. First of all, if I call Ferrero's and tell them I want cauliflower pizza, they're going to call the police and wonder who's in my house.
Yeah, they'll never come to Joe's house again if he tries to order something healthy. Okay.
Well, you know what they did do, though? On the behest of my wife, they have no added salt. They put in the thing where it says, where the order is, it comes up on their computer, don't add salt.
Don't do it.
All right, fine.
Well, I guess I'll just pig out.
Yep.
It'll be your fault when I'm all bloated here Friday morning.
You'll be fine.
I got another whole bottle of bourbon, too. I brought that in. The Woodford Reserve. So
Jimmy and I will dig into that.
How many extra rooms do you have there, Joe?
Yeah.
No, Joe's going to make me sleep in my car.
we have three extra bedrooms and a couple of couches, so we're good.
All right. We got a big broadcast ready to go. Something a little special this morning after 7 o'clock. We'll play the Mystery Oldie. It's a little clip of a classic oldie. If you can identify what the song is, you will win tickets to see a classic rock and roller, John Fogerty, this Friday night at the fabulous Radio City Music Hall in New York, New York.
That's fun.
I've never done that before.
I love that.
It's an idea from the old Z Morning Zoo that Uncle Ross wanted us to try, and we didn't get to it when he was in here last week,
or
2 weeks ago, so I thought we'd do that this morning. That'll be a little bit after 7 o'clock. You never know, when we play for the cash, we'll fire up the free money machine for the first time this morning, get you qualified for $5,000, coming down in the last couple of days before that $5,000 grand prize, baby. That sounds pretty good. I mentioned we've got the lovely Miss Vicki Lawrence on the Celebrity Hotline this morning. We'll also have She Said at 7:50. 7:20, 9:20, we'll check those mom confessions on our social media accounts. Sans blue check mark, just like everybody else.
Some people have them, but they're paying for them.
I know. We've all lost our blue check marks. I will say this about Elon Musk. He let, I think it's police departments, fire departments, keep their blue check mark no matter what.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good. Military personnel get to keep their blue check mark.
Yeah.
At least he's got a soul of some kind. With our men and women in uniform. So I like that. That was good.
I agree. I think...
Yeah. Ralphie and I don't need it. The men and women in uniform do. So that was a good thing. So we'll check those 7:29, 9:20. Fast five. Birthdays on the way. Got to squeeze this in because it is a Wednesday morning tradition, and I'm sick of it, but people seem to like it. It's pre... coffee thoughts.
You're sick of free coffee thoughts?
I don't know. I just, they're so goofy, you know?
They're funny, though, just the things that you come up with before your brain is on.
I know. We have been. It's a hassle for everybody, and then everybody looks at me like, oh, yeah, I got to do that. Because everybody's busy first thing, but we go around and ask everybody to write down a thought or two, the first thing that comes to mind, something a little quirky, and then we share them. And I guess it is fun to try and figure out who wrote what, but oftentimes I ruin it for myself and see who wrote what. But for some reason, every toaster has a setting that'll absolutely burn your toast to a crisp.
Yeah.
Don't turn it above one. That's what I find.
One?
Anything above one is going to burn. You're going to get too much brown on there for
me. See, I like my toast toasty, so I'm like a five or a six, but nobody uses the nine. What are you using the nine for?
I thought ours only went one to five.
No, well, we don't have a regular toaster. That's the difference between ours.
Contractors must feel a little silly installing emergency fire sprinklers over indoor public pools. This is where government regulation makes you scratch your head. It's like, I get it. We want to be safe, but what are we spending the money on this for? Yeah. At some point, you'll get a debit or credit card with an expiration date that will outlast you.
Oh, well, that's dark.
A lot of people risk their careers for a little extra sleep in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Worth it. Worth it.
Ordering fast food through DoorDash or Uber Eats breaks the whole point of fast food. It's expensive and delayed. Yeah, that's about right. See, I'm tired of this. I'm just aggravated thinking about that.
Do you know that over the weekend... I was with the kids.
Yeah, I know. I don't even want to know what you probably spent just to get McDonald's delivered.
I DoorDashed a bottle of ketchup.
$25?
It was like 11. I just was so tired. I couldn't go out, and I did get the kids food, and Grayson had to have ketchup for his french fries.
And then he had two, right?
Well,
dunk, and I'm done.
When I went to McDonald's, and they gave us two packets of ketchup because apparently they're saving it. And I was at an Airbnb, and they didn't have ketchup, so I DoorDashed a bottle of ketchup.
$11. What does it cost in the store if you buy just the no-name ketchup? What is it, like
$4? Well, you can't buy that. $3.99? I mean, nobody wants no-name ketchup.
What's the difference?
It tastes different.
No, it doesn't.
You have to have Hunt's, okay? Or Heinz.
Bleeding me dry. Time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Every morning, right about 6:20, 8:35 or so. We highlight where the Boss Roadies are going to be on tour. Local businesses, organizations, community groups putting on fun events. We share them right here. You can get one to us, 732-774-4444. Boss Text Connect anytime on the Facebook or at 1071theboss.com. Get ready. It's a week from tomorrow, week from Friday, May the 5th, starting at 3. It's Van Dusen Live with the Boss Roadies for Cinco de Mayo at Escondido. Big celebration in Freehold. They'll have drink specials, a live mariachi band, and a whole lot more. Then Saturday the 20th, Jersey Shore Power Sports season opener in Middletown. The Boss Roadies see you there. We'll be back for another Springsteen on Sunday Live at Bar A Sunday the 21st, starting bright and early at 8 o'clock in the morning. A little sooner than that, this weekend, Earthshare New Jersey Blues is back. Boss Roadies will see at Martell's Tiki Bar, Point Beach, starting Saturday, 4 o'clock. Live music, raffles, a 50-50, and more. All proceeds benefit New Jersey environmental nonprofit organizations. EarthshareNJ.org for the info. The Deptford Township, is currently auctioning off two used Ford E450 ambulances, with the proceeds from the auctions going right back to improving the township's local community and response services.
Oh.
Vehicles can be converted. The auction's open and then ends. It's open right now. Open right now and ends this Friday. It's MUNICIBID.com and just search the Deptford Township to find the ambulances and put in a bid if you're interested.
That's so cool.
That all makes sense. Barnegat Township doing a town-wide yard sale. That goes on Saturday starting at 8 in the morning. If you want details and streets, houses participating, they got some of that up there at barnegat.net. And United for Impact Food Truck Festival is happening Sunday, rain or shine, in Freehold on West Main Street starting at noon. Shop local vendors, enjoy food trucks, live music, a beer tent, a 50-50 raffle, and more. UWMOC.org for all the info. And there you go, a couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly neighborhood CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Over to the Celebrity Hotline, big tribute to Carol Burnett happening on NBC. Of course, she was part of the show for all the years it was on. Mama's Family, singer, actress, royalty comedian. Here's Vicki Lawrence. Vicki, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Robbie?
I'm doing so well. Thanks for making some time for us. I'm such a fan of yours. It's really fun to get to talk to you.
Thanks.
Boy, this is going to feel, I would think, amazing to think that your friend Carol Burnett, 90 years, a big TV special over on NBC, you're part of it. I mean, she's been part of your life for so long. It maybe feels like you've been in show business for 90 years.
not quite 90, but I feel like I got to touch the golden age of television, you know?
Sure.
Back in the day at CBS, when we taped the Burnett Show, Sonny and Cher was next door. The Mother's Brothers were down the hall. The Hallmark Hall of Fame, jog your memory, was still wrapping up. They hadn't quite finished. The Young and the Restless was across the hall from us. Oh, my gosh, so many people would come in there. Barbra Streisand would come in there to do her specials. It was just a really happening, fun place to work.
I think I've seen a picture of the studio. There's a caricature of her on the wall. Is that right? I think I've seen some pictures of this outside
there
the
is.
Studio. Yeah.
And when we first started, we shared our studio with Red Skelton. He was just finishing his show. And the first day, the first week of taping, I didn't have that much to do because they just hired me to play her kid's sister. So I was wandering around CBS just trying to get the lay of the land. And I went up to the studio, Studio 33, where we would end up shooting 11 years of shows. And I peeked my head around the corner, and in the star dressing room was Red Skelton. And he was, you know, tinkling around on the piano because he loved to play the piano. And he saw me. He said, come on in here. And so I told him what was going on, and he took that the piece of sheet music that he was doodling on. He scribbled Vicky across the top. And he signed it, and he handed it to me, and he said, good luck, sweetie.
Wow.
And I've never forgotten that. And then he wrapped. He left CBS and retired, and Carol took over that dressing room. And, boy, we did have 11 years of good luck. We did. It was just so fortunate.
I mean, you're a young, young kid at this time. I mean, you must have felt like you were meeting George Washington and Abraham Lincoln to be, well, there's Carol Burnett, there's Harvey, there's Red Skelton. But it must have been amazing for you.
It was very surreal. I mean, I grew up adjacent to Hollywood. I grew up right next to the SoFi Stadium.
Yeah.
If you stand on the top of the SoFi Stadium and spit, you will hit my home where I grew up. And so, you know, I went into Hollywood to take dance classes. I would run into an occasional celebrity, but to work with them. And honestly, when I left high school, I thought I was going to go to school and study to be a dental hygienist. It never ever occurred to me to pursue show business. But because of a fan letter that I wrote, it changed my entire life. And then Carol is very prone to do that kind of thing. She'll just on a whim do something that sounds right. I think she's the reason we all know Bernadette Peters.
Mm-hmm.
She saw Bernadette in an off-Broadway show before she ever started the Burnett Show. And she loved her so much, she went backstage. She said, I'm going to have this new variety show. Will you be one of my first guests? And that's how we all came to know Bernadette Peters.
Mm. I think that kind of happened to her, too. Didn't Gary Moore kind of discover her in the same way?
He did, yes. Yeah.
Because I know she started on that show. It's funny you mention Vicky being a dental hygienist, because I remember one of the skits that stands out is what Tim was doing, Tim Conway's doing a skit, a dental hygienist, or I guess a dentist skit. And those are some of
the dentist.
Yeah, he's the dentist. And those are some of the best ones when everybody's cracking up and you can't get through the lines. That must have been the most fun to do those kind of skits.
It was. And Tim and Harvey together were just absolutely purely gold. I mean, when Tim was first on the show, I think Carol did most of the work with him, but I think the first time that Tim and Harvey worked together, she saw that it was just lightning in a bottle. And she said, you guys need to work together. And, I mean, they were just like one of the best comedy teams ever. Tim used to tell a really funny story. They would say, how did you meet Harvey? Or how did you come to work with him? And he said, oh, well, I was guesting on her show. They took me down in the basement. Harvey was chained to a pipe, and they said, you're going to work with him.
That's funny. Well, I know we're just kind of tip of the iceberg here with some of the stories you're going to hear. It's Carol Burnett, 90 years of laughter and love, 2 big hours, and she deserves the whole night of primetime, that's for sure, on NBC this Wednesday night. By the way, I've seen you live, and I don't know when you're touring around again, but go see Vicky live, because it's a lot of fun. You sing, you do your characters, you're great live on stage, so I hope you're touring again soon.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
yeah,
Vicky.
It's a lot of fun to get Mama out there in front of the fans.
Yeah, they do love it. They do love it. Thank you so much for being on with us. It was great to talk to you.
Thank you. It was good to talk to you.
You
have
take
a
care.
Great day.
You too. She's so sweet. So that's tonight. Jimmy Fallon is hosting that thing on NBC, by the way.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
Should be pretty good. There's a lot of special guests coming to celebrate. She looks, Carol looks pretty great for 90 years old,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she does.
So she's got the special sauce going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, that Vicki Lawrence, that is a big-time television star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mommy's Family was maybe even funnier
Mama's
than the
family.
Carol Burnett
Mama's
show was
family
funny, was but really you funny have to like a variety show, I think. But the Mama's Family was just great.
You know what's really funny now? Because I think it's on MeTV, the Carol Burnett show.
Yeah.
And you watch it now, and you just like, ooh, you know, it's so it's so, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? It's wonderful. I mean, it's great, but it's very campy, you know, and you're just watching it and you're just like, oh my gosh, this was the biggest TV show in the world back then. It just shows you how things have changed, you know? My goodness.
Well, wouldn't that be a nice tribute if you were on the show tonight? Be like, Carol, you were great once. Now, I don't know if it stands up.
You know what? That show would never happen now.
No, it really
never.
No.
Never. No one's ever going to. I shouldn't say ever because watch now. Next season will be completely different. But, you know, I can't imagine a variety show, you know.
Remember, she
Donnie
had,
and Marie had one. Everybody had one.
Yeah.
Sonny and Cher. There was the Starland Vocal Band variety show. Remember the Afternoon Delight people? They did a show.
No, that was a great record right there. That's a great record. Anything they did was awesome.
Whoop.
That was.
I was gonna say,
you know what the best record of all time in that whole thing, in that whole era and genre was? Muskrat Love.
Oh, that's a horrible song.
Oh, no, you have it. You got to have it there. Put it on. You got to put that on. That's awesome.
I'll see if I can find it.
That was awesome. We don't need to hear the whole thing. Just the muskrats making love. That's what we need to hear.
I don't even know how the hell to spell muskrat. M-U-S-K?
R-A-T-E-S. Sure.
Nah, I don't get it. We don't have that in the boss library. No, Captain Tennille. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm shocked.
I did have Disco Duck in here if you want to hear that again, but
no, we're good.
I was going to say Vicky had a record too. You remember the night the lights went out in Georgia? Which
that was a great song.
Great song. Yeah. And then Reba McEntire did it too.
Mm-hmm.
So she made a lot of money off of that thing.
I'm just looking. Here it is. Muskrat Love.
Oh, jeez. So,
were you going to play it on your end?
If I can figure out how to do it, yeah.
Do we really have time for this?
No, we don't. But you know what? So what? How often do we get to play Muskrat Love?
Can you bring music up on your end there? I didn't know you had music in your...
Muskrat
sight. Oh, odd.
Do the jitterbug.
That's a terrible stuff.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to find
it. I know what you're doing.
Here it comes. Here it is. No.
Dibbling on. Looks like
here we go.
Turn it off. How long is it going to go on? Muskrat sex sound effects.
That's the captain doing.
Oh my God.
That's it. I quit. That's the end of this. I'm walking out. I'm throwing the headphones off. You and Michelle can finish the damn show.
That was great.
That's it.
Oh man. The Muskrat Love, man. That's the best ever. Only because that record wouldn't do anything if it wasn't for the captain.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the sound effects. Right there.
Yeah, the sound effects. Yeah, that's who did it. He had a little keyboard. He had a separate Muskrat Love keyboard. It was just a little tiny thing.
I just got a text, and maybe this is something to look forward to next hour. Chernoff says we should look up America's version of the song. They do even more goofier sound effects.
Really?
So, something to look forward to next hour. That'll keep you hooked.
Yep.
By the way, the mystery oldie coming up, it is not Muskrat Love, just for the record. So don't answer Muskrat Love. I'll hang up on you.
Oh, we got to get a drop. We got to get that drop. We got to get that in there. That's fine.
Oh, this be a promo. Be a promo before the end of the day. Don't worry.
Hey, listen, you don't get Muskrat Love on that point station.
There's a reason you don't get it anywhere.
God.
The radio's turning off all over the tri-state area.
No, they love that. Are you kidding me? People love that. Hey, don't worry about it. People love that. All right.
Tucker and Don, they woke up Monday morning without a word of warning what would come that day. Then they were told, stand outside beneath this awning, you'll be handed your belongings, then be on your way. Now Don asked, why you kicked me to the curb this time? Can't you see I'm still in my prime? It just occurred to me that wasn't quite the word that's preferred. Tucker has said, pomposity had no place. No elites could ever showcase on his nightly show. Conspiracies, no, but his staff has been instructed to tell folks he's been abducted by a UFO. Tucker and Don are now free to go do what they want to do. So I'm asking you, which one of the two will be on The View?
Ross has been saying I should do this for a while, Joe, the mystery oldie. I guess I used to do this back in the day. So it's a little song clip of a classic song, and then you tell me what it is, and the first person that gets it, kind of like a dead guy in the envelope, will win these John Fogerty tickets. We'll do
Muskrat Love.
It's not Muskrat Love. Did you dig up the other version of that, by the way, by the band America?
No. I didn't want you to have a stroke, so I didn't.
Well, I'm pretty close. I got to be honest with you. I had to go take a loop around the building and breathe a little bit. But
people love that stuff. Are you kidding me? I bet the text went crazy.
Well, we got a couple of people. Yeah. Someone said they always drove off the road. They were laughing so hard at how much you were enjoying yourself listening to the sounds of muskrats.
Meanwhile, Robbie's Apple Watch over there is freaking out because his heart rate is going so fast.
It's like 138.
I just see it lighting up.
But I've been meaning to do this Mr. Eldie thing, and there was something on Reddit this morning that inspired me.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The most recognizable song notes, and people are saying things like We Will Rock You, Eye of the Tiger. By the way, Dave Bickle, who is the former lead singer of that band, who sang Eye of the Tiger on with us next week because he's doing a show out in Dover, New Jersey. Mm. Sweet Home Alabama, Sweet Child of Mine, Ice Ice Baby, the Vanilla Ice song. Lose Yourself by Eminem. Don't. That's a good workout.
My Girl.
Song.
Yes.
My Girl
is a good answer. Yeah. The Temptations. A Stairway to Heaven. Piano Man. Bohemian Rhapsody. A little Rick Roll. Never Gonna Give You Up. Never Gonna Break
Your
Heart.
My gosh, that's Grayson's favorite song.
It's kind of funny that happened to be going on Reddit this morning. All right, without any further ado, here for the first time ever on this broadcast, the return of the world famous Mystery Oldie. Correctly identify what this song is. And you'll win tickets to see John Fogerty this Friday night at the fabulous Radio City Music Hall.
Oh.
Everybody's ready.
That's fancy.
Mystery Oldie of the Day.
Oh.
Mystery Oldie of the Day. You want to hear it one more time?
That was it? That's all we get?
This is a test. Nope. This station is conducting.
What is that?
What was that?
That's not it.
Where'd that come from?
It's on the next button.
Again, I was talking over it.
It's the next button over there. The emergency broadcast system. This is not a test. This is the Mystery Oldie. That's it. That's all you get. So we're looking for the first caller that knows what the Mystery Oldie is to win your John Fogerty tickets. We'll go to the phones now and say, good morning, it's Boss.
Is it the Hawaii Five-O song?
It is not the Hawaii Five-O song.
That's a good guess.
That is a good guess. That's the music we use for fun facts every Friday. But good morning, it's a Boss. Nope, they don't know. Good morning, it's a Boss.
Vehicle?
It is Vehicle by the Ides of March.
Oh.
Yeah, nice job.
Wow.
Man, that was easy breezy. That is the Mystery Oldie of the Day.
I had no idea.
You got tickets to see John Fogerty, Radio City, Friday night. What's your name?
Barbara.
Barbara, hang in the line. Thank you so much for calling. That was easy, huh?
Barbara, yeah, did you enjoy the Muskrat Love?
Did you hear what Joe
said?
Hear me. I don't know if she can hear. Joe wants to know if you liked the Muskrat Love earlier.
No.
I'm with you, Barbara.
She says no. All right, we'll get Barbara, don't hang up. We'll get all your information, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thanks for listening to the Boss this morning.
Barbara, that's where you play along and say, yeah.
No.
That's how this thing works.
No, Joe.
How do you think it's going this morning? I think it's terrible.
No.
No. Didn't like it.
We were watching, talking about not liking it, we were watching the Netflix comedy special came out yesterday. Joe, you heard of this kid, John Mulaney? He's from Saturday Night Live, and he's out on his own. And I've seen a couple of his comedy specials. There's a lot of hoopla with this one, because in the past year he's been to rehab, was caught cheating, divorced, married another comedian, had a baby with her, all within the course of about a year. And the whole special is about that last night.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, it was, I'm wondering how this thing is going to do on the Netflix today, because now it's been out for a day. It was uncomfortable to watch, hearing this person talk about his intervention and getting caught cheating and doing drugs. And that was a little, what did you think? It was a little weird, right?
I mean, he's a funny guy. Like
there was nothing funny about what he was talking about, though.
But I appreciate that he's attempting to find humor in the things that were hard in his life. But because I can't really relate to having been on 80 different prescriptions and cocaine and then having an intervention with a bunch of famous people. It was kind of, I was like, okay, I don't know. It was fine.
It was off-putting, funny, wasn't it?
But it was, yeah, it was a little uncomfortable to watch. I mean, I'm glad that he's finding humor and he's able to talk about it and moving on, but yeah. I don't know how well it'll do.
Yeah. He says, if you go to a doctor that only has a first name, you know you have a problem.
Yeah. That's what he did have some funny moments. If you go to Dr. Michael and Dr. Michael is practicing out of his apartment in Queens, you know, it's probably not a legitimate doctor.
Yeah, it's probably not a good idea.
That's where you're going to get your scripts from, is Dr. Michael in Queens.
Big trending Netflix show. Should we ask Barbara if she liked it? No, not really.
Oh, hey, right. At least she's honest.
All right.
That's right. Hey, she knew the vehicle. Good for her.
That's right. Well, I didn't know it. I had no idea what that song was.
The guy, we were talking about Eye of the Tiger being one of the most recognizable. Jim Peterick, who was in that band, is the guy that founded Survivor, who did Eye of the Tiger.
Yep.
So it all kind of makes sense,
yes.
Right? Yes. So that's the deal with that. I figure I'd bring up the John Mulaney, since we've been talking about TV and songs that are all 70 years old. So try and bring up something that's going on in pop culture today.
It's not 70 years old.
Well, 50.
It might be 50.
50 years old.
70.
Carol Burnett and Ides of March. This is all oldies all the time.
Oh, yeah.
The greatest hits play here.
Oh, man.
I was thinking to myself that John Mulaney and I, that comedian, are about the same age. And I do this where I'll see somebody on TV and I'll think to myself, man, I look better than him. But then he starts talking about how he is an addict for the past couple of years. I said, well, now I feel like a jerk because the guy's going through stuff.
I think he looks fine.
I mean, he doesn't look bad, but I think he looks about 10 years older than he really is.
You do?
Yeah, I thought so.
I think he looks young. He has a baby face.
You think so?
I do.
I thought he looked like a guy that had been through some stuff.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, if I shave his beard, I would look a lot younger. And I continue to think about that. But I thought, I thought I looked better than him. He's also wearing a purple suit. You're scrolling by trying to find that special on Netflix.
Yeah, he looks like the Joker.
Right, because everybody's talking about this, saying, oh, you got to watch this John Mulaney special. Comes out today in my feed. You know when all the advertisements pop up on Twitter and all of that? And I was like, well, we got to watch it. And I'm looking for him. I'm like, where the hell is it? You're like, he just went by it. Like, oh, I thought that was Joker.
He does look like that. His suit is a little weird, but I thought he looked good. And again, I'm happy for him that he overcame that. I just can't really relate, so I didn't necessarily find it all that funny.
You'll be better off watching a rerun of the Captain Neil variety show. Time for hashtag bomb. God fashions. Every morning about this time, 7:20 and 9:20, we check those socials. We look for that hashtag. So if you are a mom, a grandmom, if you're a mom remembering your kids when they were little, if you're a mom, you got a lot of balls in the air where you're working two jobs, you get the kids at home making you nuts, you're dealing with your husband, maybe you're a dad. Tell us what's going on. Use that hashtag. We search them. We share them every morning, just like this.
Emily Black said, ordered new spring coats for my kids, and for convenience, I had them shipped directly to their school's lost and found section.
For ease of use, sure.
Yes, absolutely. At Kelly Marie 81 said, I'm so proud of my husband for publishing his first article, but I'm even more proud of my 10-year-old who read the article and found a grammatical error.
That's pretty good. You ever been to a dinner party or something where there's a group of people and you meet some couple that you don't know and they're like friends of yours? And you say, what do you do? You know, you're just trying to think of something to talk to them about. Because everybody always says to me, it's like, oh, what do you do for a living? It's like, I hear you're on the radio, but I don't ever want to talk about myself. So I'll say, no, well, you know, yeah, it's a fun job. What do you do?
Yeah.
And you get a guy, he goes, well, I'm writing a novel. I'm like, you're writing a novel? You're not writing a novel. Writing a novel? What are you writing a novel about?
I don't know.
Doesn't it seem strange to you? People say, well, I'm a writer. It's like, you're not you're a barista who's trying to write is what you are.
Well, it depends if they're actually a writer or they're someone who is a barista who says they're a writer. There is a difference. There are people who are actually writers.
I never ran into an actual writer.
Okay.
I never ran into John Steinbeck myself.
At Rocky Roads and Cookie Dough said, my daughter wants to know why I won't peel and slice her apple. And according to her, because I'm driving is not a valid excuse.
I want it right now, Mom.
Right now.
Hashtag Mom. Every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. Send them in. We share them right here. Barbara, how did you... you ever met an author?
No.
Don't like them.
Just going to hang up.
Rarely, if ever, do I check the text messages. You handle all the text stuff.
I do.
And even when you were out this week, Nick handled the text connect stuff. Mm-hmm. But I did take a peek over the weekend, because I think I mentioned this. I uploaded the podcast. That usually also falls under your jurisdiction, handling all the digital... all the digital facets of the program.
Mm-hmm.
But I did check the text connect. And what's the first thing I see? We had a text from a listener. And this is fine. I mean, I'm not calling her out, but her name is Denise. I'm personalizing
this discussion. You're calling her
out. No, I'm not. And she texts, and I can't remember what the context was. Robbie, why don't you shut up and let Rochelle say something? Let her finish. You keep interrupting her. That's really not what she said at all. But that's what I heard in my head, that she thinks I interrupt you. And this is something we've heard before. I've heard people say this to us before, that I interrupt you. And I don't mean to do that. And here's why it bothers me. Because having been on both
sides of the microphone here, mm-hmm. there are shows, and that's probably true of television shows, Today Show, whatever, where one of the people on the show will think that they should do the majority of the talking. Now, I just want to be clear. I do not think I should do the majority of the talking. I'm trying to keep the train on the tracks
here. No, I understand that.
But beyond that, I'm not trying to hog. I think there are people, they're what they call them mic hogs, you mm-hmm. know? They want to take the most time in the microphone.
Yeah.
This could even be the deal if you're giving a speech at a wedding. There's mm-hmm. always one person who wants to go on and on. I have no desire to be that person. I just want to be clear about that. But I guess it sounds that way. Sometimes I interrupt you, and I don't even realize I'm doing it. And then it makes me crazy, because then I overthink it, and then I don't say what I'm thinking. So do you feel that I do this?
I do hear it sometimes, but I know it's not intentional. I think the issue is, number one, you talk very loudly, and number two, you're deaf. So if I start to say something, you don't always hear me right away until I raise my voice a little higher, because I, in general, speak a little quieter. I do kind of try to amp it up when we're in here or when I'm trying to get my point across to you, but I am kind of a quiet speaker, and you don't hear it if I just talk in my normal voice. So you just continue talking.
No, like halfway through a discussion, you'll say, well, listen, I'm horse dumb. Like, why are you horse? We've been talking.
Because I have to yell for you to hear me.
All right,
you don't hear me unless I'm like using my diaphragm and like yelling to you. Yeah, I'm like getting an ab workout as we're having a conversation.
Well, you're welcome for that.
I'm tired.
Listen, I'll be Helen Keller. You be Margaret Sullivan.
Oh,
okay.
Jeez.
You can reach out to us anytime on the Text Connect. On the socials, we're at Robbie and Rochelle Radio, at 1071theboss.com. Our podcast available wherever you get yours, Audible, Google, they're all up there. My Tuner, I think, is another one. Tune in. We're up there, or right at 1071theboss.com. All right, here we go. Thank you, Denise. Time for Robbie. Not that Denise works here. I don't want her mad at me again.
No,
I'm terrified of her, as I've told her.
As you should be.
And she didn't say, oh, don't be terrified. She went, mm-hmm. Sorry.
Correct. You will not talk over her.
Correct. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five, a big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know, being the known, number five to number one. We start at number five and countdown today, which makes sense. Of course, number five, here's a pep rally. Desert Hills Middle School, Kennewick, Washington, Washington State. The students and the teachers, I don't know what genius came up with this, competed against each other. They had a contest where someone squirted marshmallow cream, the fluff, I guess, all over a plexiglass window. And the teacher and the kids competing who could lick off the most faster.
The most faster? The fastest?
No, who could get most of it off
of
in
it,
the fastest amount of time?
Oh, I see. Okay.
The quickest amount of time.
This doesn't seem like COVID protocol friendly at all. I know we're not in that anymore, but this doesn't seem sanitary.
Yeah, but beyond that, I mean, you got teachers and kids like, oh,
yeah.
I mean, it's like a Paris Hilton music video or something. Yeah, it is actually so gross.
And not to mention, it's marshmallow, so it's sticky.
Yeah.
It's, I mean.
Well, it'd be easy with whipped cream. I think that's why they did marshmallow fluff, because it's sticky. It's more difficult to get with you. Your tongue is probably, it would probably hurt your tongue muscle, don't you think?
Yeah, no. Let's not let this trend catch on, please.
That's you and your biology teacher. Man, that's just disgusting.
Ew.
Well, you're going to like this. Number four, Southern Indiana town upset that the town pharmacy, after 71 years in business, is closing, owned by the Butt family. That's right. The current owner, third generation Butt, who owns the pharmacy in town, Katie Butt Beckfort. That's right. Butt Drugs.
No.
Butt Drugs is going out of business.
It.
Katie Butt would like to thank the loyal customers for 71 years of business there in Indiana.
Wait, that's the name of the pharmacy is Butt?
Butt Drugs.
Butt Drugs.
Butt Drugs.
Is it B-U-T-T?
Yep.
Butt Drugs.
Butt Drugs.
That's amazing.
They got the light, you know, welcome to Butt Drugs.
Yeah, no, I'd be upset if they were closing too.
Here again, Katie Butt.
What more fun can you get than having a butt shake on a Saturday afternoon?
Butt was the given name, so you make it what it is. Have fun with it.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad to know that they understand. They see the humor in this.
How could you not?
Totally oblivious. The fact that they sell a butt shake at the milk counter.
That's awesome.
Butt Drugs going out of business.
Oh, we need to start them a GoFundMe. They gotta stay open.
You have a pain in your butt, head to Butt Drugs. Katie Butt. Can you imagine poor Katie in high school?
No. She was definitely relentlessly made fun of. Absolutely.
Want to have a little fun in the butt? What? I mean, the drugstore, of course. We'll get some milkshakes. It'll be great. A little butt shake. Number three, there's a clip that's going viral from Drew Barrymore's TV show last week. She had Ben Affleck on.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thought this was very sweet what he had to say about the Mrs. Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
Jennifer just eats whatever she wants. And whatever she wants. Pizza, cookies, ice cream, everything.
Is it the working out?
She works out. I mean, I work out too. But
I don't magically appear to be 20 years old. You know what I mean? With perfect skin and the whole thing. There's no taking away the work ethic. The work ethic is real. The discipline is very real. But also the superhuman thing is real.
And I just hate absolutely everything about that.
Yeah, that was just annoying.
She doesn't have to work out.
No.
She magically looks younger than she is.
I told you there are people like this, though. They hardly work out. And you know she does work out because she has to.
Oh, you know what he is? He's a man living in fear is what he is.
Yeah. But there are people like this who can just eat whatever they want and they don't gain any weight. And she's all toned and stuff because she worked out. But if she didn't work out, she would still be thin and beautiful without any of that. It's crap. It's not fair. I don't know what their parents did to get their kid to look like that. It's not fair.
They might have sold their soul for all you know. But
maybe she sold her soul.
I'll tell you what Ben is doing is he's spreading the Mrs. lies because he's a man living in fear.
As he should be.
We don't want to displease Miss Lopez.
No.
Number two, there's a trend on TikTok here where you let your kids say one swear word and you film it and then post
I've
it.
I've seen that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, here's a mom. She does it with her four kids. One of them, he doesn't quite say a swear word, but he does say a word he probably shouldn't be aware of.
To say whatever swear word you want. Ready? Like.
What? What did he say?
Let's hear that again.
Like.
What? Did he say Pornhub?
Pornhub.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Really?
You remember when you were a kid and your dad would say, you know, drop an F-bomb or something, and then mom would say, they're going to pick that up from you.
Yeah.
Well, you know where he got that.
Oh my God.
He got that from dad.
Why does he know that?
What I just said.
That's not okay.
He's checking dad's browser history.
That's not okay. Oh my gosh. Wow.
We want you to go to college, son. Yeah, dad, I was looking at your browser history. I know you love young co-eds.
No.
Bonus story. More than 1,000 people gathered at a Utah mall, broke the Guinness World Record. You know, I love these things. For the largest Dungeons & Dragons game ever played.
Wow.
There were a total of 1,227 players in the game over the weekend doing the Dungeons & Dragons. I don't know why you're laughing. It's not like I'd make fun of these people who broke the world record for gathering to play Dungeons & Dragons.
Uh-huh.
I do know they all went home to use Pornhub. Uh-huh. There ain't no living, breathing person at home waiting for them. That's for damn sure. Because they were playing Dungeons & Dragons all day.
Yeah.
All right, bonus story. Nicolas Cage has got a new movie out. It's not doing very well, but people are actually saying it's pretty good, where he plays a vampire, right? Renton or something like that. I don't know what it's called. But anyway, Nicolas says in this interview, he was $6 million in debt, but never had to file for bankruptcy because he just kept working till he could pay it all back. Okay. He said, even if I knew a movie would be crummy, I would never phone it in. They would see that I care, and I'd be part of something that sucked just because I needed the cash. And I say, listen, that's what I'm doing right here, right now. Nicolas Cage and I got something in common. We're 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon separation right there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm doing that every day.
Uh-huh.
I know it sucks, but I'm showing up for the check, okay? Number one, survey asked people what they want done with their remains.
Mm.
And the most popular answer, having their ashes scattered in nature.
Ah, okay.
Or a nice meadow.
I guess.
We have little bits and pieces of grandma.
Ew.
Being buried under a tree.
Okay.
Traditional burial.
Sure.
Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Having your body donated to science, I think we brought that up yesterday, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. 10th most popular response, a Viking funeral.
What is that?
Come on, baby, light my fire like a funeral pyre.
Oh, like when they light them and they push them in the water?
I think that's great. I think I'd love, this might be for me, because believe it or not, and I know this is ridiculous and fatalistic, I've been thinking a lot about these kind of things, about a will and what I would want if ever, every day goes by, it's more and more likely. And so I was thinking about this and I was like, I don't really like the idea of being buried traditionally.
Uh-huh.
I don't like the idea of cremation.
Yeah.
I don't hate this. I mean, I guess it's also cremation, but there's something very majestic about being on a boat and it's on fire, though? And people are waving you away into the Mists of Avalon. I kind of like it.
Your luck, though, is the log thing that we put you on is going to break before you catch on fire, and then you're just floating down the river, and then we got to go fish you out. I'm not doing that. We're not doing that.
You're going to be some kid fishing on a Saturday morning, so he's be floating by. Dad, what's that? He was too fat for his funeral pyre.
That's not what I meant.
Split right in half.
I
should have logged some bigger wood for that fella.
That's not what I meant. You have bad luck. That's not what I meant.
Wednesday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Channing Tatum. Hell, he's 43 today.
That's hot.
Stana Katic. She was from that show Castle. She was a lady detective on the show. She's 45. Tom Welling from Smallville. The former first lady, Melania Trump. I'm sure she's having a great day.
Oh, it's been a good week for her.
She's 53. Kevin James. The King of Queens. He's 58 today. Jet Li, Roger Taylor from Duran Duran, and Carol Burnett, as we've been mentioning this morning, 90 years old today. Today is National Pretzel Day.
Ooh.
National No Makeup Day.
That's every day for me.
Nothing wrong with that. And there's some on this day in history about Howard Dean in Vermont from the year 2000. And it gives me an excuse to play this clip, which I haven't in a while.
We're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! Just as good today as it was back then. And reminds you just how goofy politics was then as it is now.
Oh, that was so good.
Oh, that was the gift that kept on giving, that one.
That's one of those little clips. I saved it, and I've never stopped hanging on to it for all these years. Yeah. So it was Howard Dean, and then there's some lady on a... Some lady, she's probably like 18 years old. She's on one of those Miss USA things with Mario Lopez.
Oh, yeah.
And I personally believe that we U.S. states are, it's fantastic.
She fumbles all over herself.
It's just great.
It was fantastic. That was great.
Because some people don't have
radio
maps.
Radio gold. Yeah.
I've saved that. And, oh, you know, the other one I like is Terrell Owens when he starts to cry talking about his quarterback. it's my team. That's my quarterback. This guy's dripping with money and sunglasses and chains, and said he's crying about his quarterback. Love that clip. And one more. I do love the Nancy Kerrigan. Why?
That's a classic.
He gets whacked in the knee.
That's a classic.
It's a little cruel. But listen, Nancy's fine. She's a billionaire. She's okay.
She's fine. Don't worry about a lot of money.
Don't worry about that. They made a movie about it and everything. You want to hear Howard Dean again?
Yes.
Where the hell is it? Hang on. I'll there.
There you go.
He was very excited.
Really, the whole thing is great. He's naming all the states: South Carolina, Nebraska, and then where are we going?
We're going to Washington, D.C.
Who's our final White House? God, that's
that
great.
Great.
Oh, God bless the USA. You're not going to get that kind of excitement this time around, so you got to go back in time in your mind for that kind of fun. You know what I'm saying?
Howard Dean and Muskrat Rub, all in the one day.
You know what we should do is a little remix of the thing for Muskrat Love, doing the blah, 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 and then a little Howard Dean. Oh, man. That'd be a hot tape right there.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely true, by the way. Just moments ago, we got a note from the phone company here, from Optimum. We blew out the phone line. We jammed the circuits with the phone lines. But luckily, we've got a couple of lines ringing here, so we're going to go get the $100, whatever, $500 winner. The cash winner here in just a moment. After this, look at the roads with Joe Nolan.
They were calling about Muskrat Love. Blew the phones up.
No question about that. Let's go give away some money.
107.1 The Boss. $5,000 in your hand.
Awesome.
I got to tell you a little secret. We blew out the phone lines this morning. I just had the phone company send us a message say we jammed the circuits. That has never happened before. Man, congratulations for getting through, though. You're the 10th caller to reach this radio broadcasting facility. What is your name?
Get out, Kevin.
We're going to play for some free money this morning. You ready to roll?
I'm ready to roll. Go, go.
Where are you calling us from?
John River.
Okay, good. You have already qualified for $5,000, and that grand prize is next week. Let's see how much money we got for you this morning just for being called 10, defying the odds and getting through. And look at this. Ooh, it smells good, too. It's a crisp $100 bill. Nice going.
Awesome.
Nice job, my friend. We'll have two more chances to play. Qualify for $5,000 today. Tell them who is Jersey's free money station.
107.1 The Boss.
Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. Nice going, Kevin. Enjoy that money on us. Kick off a little, do play the thing.
It's He Said.
Gotta do the thing, man.
Always
She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
Gonna have Miss Thing. This is an interesting question today. Replace a word in a band's name.
Mm-hmm.
I think it probably has to be a band, but I guess it could be an artist, if you will, a musical artist.
Mm-hmm.
With the word booty. And what do you get? For some reason, this is one of those things we found people commenting on.
Yeah.
Big, long thread on, I don't know if it's Reddit, whatever it is. You take a band's name, like the Rolling Stones, right?
The Rolling Booties?
The Rolling Booties. That'd be a good example,
that's
I guess.
Good.
Or Van Booty, instead of Van Halen.
Booty and the Blowfish?
That's what I'm talking about.
Or Hootie and the Booty.
Hootie and the Booty.
Hootie and the Booty.
I think I like that. It sounds like a cover band that you'd get down at the beach. And tonight, we got $5 drinks pretzels, and be sure to tip your waitress and stay for Hootie and the Booty.
Hootie and the Booty.
Taking the stage tonight.
Fleet Booty Mac.
Sure. I think I just like Booty Mac.
Booty Mac.
Guns and Booty. Guns and Booties.
Jimmy Eat Booty. Sorry.
Not going to say what I'm thinking. trying to hold my mouth together so I don't say what I'm thinking. Thanks, Howard Dean. Replace a word in a band's name. You get the idea. With booty. What do you come up with? What's your favorite band? Think of that, but then tell me. You change out one of the names, words in the band. Make it booty. What is it? That's your he said.
Jesus.
It's going to be a big one today. I can feel it. We're on fire. 732-774-4444. Call us. Text us. Same number. Lines are open. Phones are working now, I'm told. 774-4444. Or on Facebook. Joan Jett and the Black Booties. That'd be a good answer. Real easy to listen in the car. Whatever. We just had someone call in and say they were listening in the car. He said he's a little mad. It's like a 10-second delay or whatever it is from over the air to the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is true. There is a quick little delay because of internets, I'm told.
Well, that's why we take caller 10 and not caller 1.
Well, that's true, too. First ever mystery oldie this morning. Barbara was a big winner. Barbara, you liked the show today?
No.
She was very nice, but...
She was very nice.
She was not amused by Joseph B. Nolan. Barbara's in Neptune. Got tickets to see John Fogerty, Radio City, this Friday night. Nice job with the mystery oldie this morning, Barbara. I'm thinking about making that a Wednesday thing. Wednesday
that's
morning thing. Every Wednesday around 7 or so.
I like that.
Instead of the ticket window. We'll see how we do. And Kevin Kingsley. It sounds like a DJ or something, doesn't it? Kevin Kingsley.
It's a good name.
He's from Tom's River. He just picked up $100 out of the free money machine this morning. Qualified for that $5,000 in his hand. $5,000 grand prize happens next week right here on Jersey's Free Money Station, 107.1 The Boss. Meanwhile, just underway with He Said.
She Said.
For hump day. Replace a word in a band's name with the word booty. And what do you get?
Kevin said New Kids on the Booty. Don said the Moody Blues. The Booty Blues.
The Booty Blues.
The Booty Blues.
Or the Moody Booty.
Yeah.
I might like that, too, the Moody Booty.
Text from 9096 said, the Booty Knight, Lead Booty, and Iron Booty.
Iron Booty, sure.
I like Iron Booty. That's fun.
It's like Jennifer Lopez, Iron Booty.
Yeah.
Or the leg master there. What was that, Jane Fonda thing? The member
Thighmaster?
Thighmaster, that's what it was.
Suzanne
Summers.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You want to go to the phones on this one?
Yeah.
Hey, Robbie, what's up, bud?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good. How about Booty and Tennille going back to Muskrat Love?
Do we have to keep talking about Muskrat Love? I don't want to talk about it anymore. That's it.
Yes, we do. It's awesome.
Everybody seems excited about this except me. Turn off everybody.
Sorry.
Hi, it's Boss.
Yes. Instead of talking heads, talking booties.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I don't know if you ever saw that old Jim Carrey movie, Ace Ventura, but it makes me think of that when he was doing a voice and moving his butt cheeks. Remember that?
Talking booty.
Boy, an image.
Yeah, right? Thank you for calling. Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Stupid movie.
Do you have a breath mint? That's what made Jim Carrey a star. That's a funny movie.
Such a stupid movie. I mean, it's funny. It's stupid, though.
Take a word out of a band's name, replace it with booty. What do you get?
These text messages are hilarious. Casey and the Booty Band.
The Grateful Booty.
Yeah. Iron Booties.
The Booty Dead.
Backstreet Booty.
All right, 732-774-4444. We'll take a few more. You can text us if that's easiest. You can also call in, or you can Facebook us anytime. That's your He Said.
She Said.
This morning, giggling over there, I can tell you.
There's so many good ones.
He's got a good one in here. The text connect is 732-774-4444. Same number to call us, 774-4444, to the Boss Studios, or on our Facebook at 107.1 The Boss. Replace a word in a band's name with booty. Take the name of the band, like... The Booty Boys instead of the Beach Boys.
Yes.
That'd be a pretty good one, right?
Yeah, or the Beach Booties.
The Beach Booties.
I might like that better. John said Grand Funk Booty.
Grand Booty Funk.
Text from 0278 said Destiny's Booty.
They're all about the booty in that group.
Text from 5152 said the Notorious Booty. And Chris had a bunch of them. He's got Blue Booty Cult, Booty Yaw. And Red Hot Booty Peppers.
How about Bon Booty?
Bon Booty.
Or Booty Jovi. No, Bon Booty, I think
bon
is what works.
Better.
And of course, you can't forget Booty Springsteen. Thank
of
you.
Of course.
Superfan Pete for coming up with that one. See how this works here. Replace a word in the band's name with the word booty. We'll keep those going on the Boss Text Connect or on Facebook today.